This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, just getting into the story about the WikiLeaks latest email release, the first in a series, apparently, of what will be Democratic National Committee-related emails that have come out. About 20,000 have been released in this first batch. It's Ian and Mark in the studio here. You can share your thoughts with us on this or whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So far, Mark, we just started the story from the anti-media. You've told me that there's evidence in this email, in these 20,000 emails, that the Washington Post apparently held an off-the-books or off-the-record or whatever unannounced fundraiser for the Democratic National Committee.
Yep.
There was another guy who wrote for, I forget who it was.
Politico.
But they named him.
Ken Vogel.
Ken Vogel, who sent an email to the DNC saying, per our agreement, and it seems like what he was doing was sending them the story before it got published, so like maybe a final draft or something like that, just so they could check it over to make sure that it was okay to their liking, and then he could go ahead and submit it to his editor for final publication on Politico.
In the case of that story, the article, which appeared to criticize or at least examine Clinton and the DNC's fundraising tactics, was forwarded by Possenbach to Louis Miranda, communications director for the DNC. Vogel gave me this story ahead of time before it goes to his editors, as long as I don't share it. Let me know if you see anything that's missing and I'll push back. Possenbach wrote, the conflict of interest.
Didn't he just share it? He just violated the agreement with the guy, right?
I don't know what to tell you on that. They don't take these journalists very seriously, and apparently they shouldn't. I mean, this is not journalism, sorry. But then again, I understand what it's like for these guys trying to find out the inner workings of an organization that's as important as the DNC. You know, you got to play ball a little bit. But this is the problem of power. Not a problem of journalism in this case, but the problem that you have to find out what's going on. Nobody cares what Den 3 Pack 5 of the local Cub Scouts is doing.
Well, I don't care what the Democratic National Committee does. I don't care what the Republican National Committee does.
You're going to reap the results, because in all likelihood, the Democrats going to win, right? I mean, that's what everybody's telling us.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I don't believe polls and what the polls say. I mean, anything can happen between now and the election. So if you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Do you have some more highlights from the story?
Well, I mean, you know, those are pretty good.
That's good.
At this point, it's 20,000 emails, and there's people sort of combing through them, but that's pretty much what they've managed to find. What it seems to show is collusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of collusion. Summing up here from theantimedia.org. Ironically, in November of last year, the Washington Post published an in-depth investigation into the Clinton money machine. The article, entitled 41 Years, $3 Billion Inside the Clinton Donor Network, questioned the huge flow of cash the Clintons have cultivated over the years. At other points, it marveled at their abilities to rake in so much funding. At no point did it disclose the Post's fundraiser for Hillary. In February of this year, the Washington Post published an article entitled Democratic Party Fundraising Effort Helps Clinton Find New Donors, Too. So they had to sort of push back against the whole idea that Bernie Sanders was bringing in all these small donations. Hey, Clinton's got a few new ones, too. So, I mean, they just changed their tune. In truth, those paying attention are already aware Clinton is the quintessential candidate of big money, corruption, and manipulation. Many likely already know the media's biases in her favor, but the WikiLeaks revelations confirm the fears of Americans who continue to learn their democracy is a sham.
Yeah, I love this. We were talking about earlier how this is such a great election. I mean, it's great as though in the way that it's entertaining. I don't think it's great in that it's going to matter for the future of the United States, because either way, we're going to be worse off But it sure is at the very least entertaining. Trump's an entertaining character to watch. Hillary is just an absolute scumbag, and I'm sure Trump's pretty scummy as well. And just to watch all of the people becoming disillusioned with politics, especially the younger people who've been burned by Bernie Sanders flipping and going in favor of the establishment that he supposedly opposed, it's just been fascinating to watch.
Well, to me, what it says is it's an opportunity for a minor party candidate, the Libertarians or the Greens, to step in and have roles, both probably, that they've never had before, to have a, you know, to
it
be
seems
players.
Like that might be happening a little bit.
And, you know, they're, at this point, the Libertarian, Gary Johnson, who's going to be in all likelihood on in all 50 states, is pulling larger numbers from Clinton than he is from Trump. People would think that the, you know, the never Trump Republicans would be voting for Gary Johnson, and likely many of them will. But he's pulling bigger numbers from Clinton than he is from Trump, and that's a fascinating thing. All he has to do is get 15% on a, you know, a few polls or something
well,
like that.
That's easier said than done, Mark.
And then he'll be on the stage. America deserves to have more choices than these two crappy politicians.
Well, that presumes that the debate group won't change their rules at the very last moment.
The debate group is probably the most corrupt of people in politics.
Would love to see their emails get leaked out, yeah. The Commission on Presidential Debates. Here's a highlight from CBSLocal.com on their version of the story about the media and the corruption and the emails here. Another email shows DNC staffers' fake Craigslist job posting made for women who wish to apply for jobs at one of Trump's organizations. The fake position, titled a Honey Bunny, requires the prospective applicant to, among other tasks, refrain from gaining weight, be open to public humiliation, and be all right with groping or kissing by her boss. So the DNC posting fake Craigslist ads.
That is reprehensible.
Yeah. Trying to make, you know,
but
Trump...
not surprising. And I'm not saying that the RNC wouldn't be guilty of things like this, too. This is politics as usual, ladies and gentlemen.
It's just being exposed.
This is what happens when you allow these organizations to have this much power. They'll do anything to keep it. I mean, you could just look at power throughout history. They will do anything they can to keep it. Of course they will. It's power.
WikiLeaks says on their Twitter, note on sourcing pound DNC links. I'm sorry, it's called hashtag now. Hashtag DNC leaks. We have, as usual, not revealed our sources. Anyone who claims to know who our source is has no credibility.
Mm.
The leak comes just days before the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, which runs July 25th through the 28th. On Friday night, hours after the leak surfaced, Hillary Clinton confirmed her running mate to be Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, who I've never heard of.
No, I didn't know that.
But I suspect there will be some more emails coming out, because, again, this is part one. Well,
Julian Assange is ready for war when it comes to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
He is ready. And
it doesn't mean that he supports Trump. I mean,
this is the stupidity, the abject stupidity of the American political process. The idea that if you can't say one thing that's bad about one candidate without being in support of the other. I'm not in support of either Trump or Clinton. In fact, if you want to know where I stand, today I'm likely... I want to vote for Gary Johnson, but I still need to hear enough. I need to hear enough anti-war rhetoric out of him, and if not, I'm going to have to go with Stein, who is definitely ramping up the anti-war rhetoric.
Interesting.
I am a one-issue voter, and that issue is
apparently
little dead kids in foreign countries.
So you'd be willing to vote for the commie, even if she's better on the...
I'm sorry. I'd rather deal with socialism at home than dead kids in foreign countries.
Interesting.
I know what it's like to have a child, and I'm a real pro-lifer. That means I'm against applying the military in order to get what you want. That's fine. If somebody attacks America, send in the hordes of God's angels and destroy them.
Well, that's what they did.
But not until somebody attacks America.
Well, no, they said that there was an attack on September 11th. You support that?
September,
you support going into Afghanistan and
September,
Iraq?
Well, was there uniformed action?
Oh, so it has to be a uniformed
That's
person.
That's not war, but okay. I will point out that...
Okay, well, then be careful what you say, because there was an attack.
The attackers on 9/11 were Saudi Arabian. Where was the war on Saudi Arabia? Why'd they go into Afghanistan and Iraq?
Hmm.
There's no good answer for that.
Would you have supported a war against Saudi Arabia?
Look,
at the time, you might have.
At the time, I was upset as anyone was. There's no doubt about it.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You're invited to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, you got to hand it to WikiLeaks and their founder, Julian Assange. Their timing's impeccable. perfect timing for the release of these emails, these ostensibly hacked emails, or perhaps they were leaked from the inside of the DNC. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know what the source is, but we do know that there are 20,000 or approximately 20,000 that have been released so far, and they're promising more are coming. Now, when the next batch is going to come out, we don't know, but we do know that the Democratic National Convention kicks off on Monday, and so here we are, the very weekend before the DNC gets their ball rolling on their convention, all these emails get released, and it sure is a timely decision, because you already knew that a lot of the Bernie Sanders supporters were going to be out in force.
They're mad, and they have every reason to be mad. DNC's charter says that they're supposed to be unbiased between candidates.
That's according to Bernie Sanders' campaign manager,
and
Jeff
they're
Weaver.
Anything but unbiased during this, and the emails show it.
But the story from ABC News that Bernie Sanders campaign manager Jeff Weaver said his team was disappointed by the emails from the DNC leaked through WikiLeaks, which seemed to reveal staff in the party working to support Hillary Clinton. Quote, somebody does have to be held accountable, he said in his interview with ABC News. He said, quote, we spent 48 hours of public attention worrying about who in the Donald Trump campaign was going to be held responsible for the fact that some lines of Ms. Obama's speech were taken by Mrs. Trump.
Which, by the way, the Trump campaign showed Barack Obama taking lines from other people's speeches in the past. So nothing, you know, amazing.
There's nothing new there, yeah. Someone in the DNC needs to be held at least as accountable as the Trump campaign, said the manager of Bernie Sanders' campaign. Weaver said the email showed misconduct at the highest level of staff within the party and that he believed there would be more emails leaked, which would, quote, reinforce that the party had its fingers on the scale.
Yeah.
Everybody, he said, is disappointed that much of what we felt was happening at the DNC was in fact happening. That you had, in this case, a clear example of the DNC taking sides and looking to place negative information into the political process.
Right, and the Clinton supporters are already like, this isn't news! Hey, what a surprise! You know, the more likable insider is supported by the party. What a big deal! This isn't news. Oh, yeah, this is news, and it ain't going away, Hillary.
Oh, it's going to get worse.
It's going to choo-choo. The WikiLeaks train's coming on down the track. You know what I mean? And it is not going to stop.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm sure the Trump campaign's all excited as they could possibly be.
They shouldn't get cocky because they may have some Trump emails that they're ready to release later.
Couldn't put together her own speech or whatever. Big deal. I mean, hey, Mr. and Mrs. America, there are other choices. You can say they can't win, but you know the reason they can't win? Because you won't vote for them.
Let's talk to Nina. She is on the line listening to WIBC, I believe, in Indianapolis. Hello, Nina.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Oh, I was just calling, listening to you guys talk about Clinton and Trump. I was just going to give my two cents.
Here you are.
Cha-ching, cash it in.
Do it.
Well, I'm just thinking here, I'm a nurse, and I was talking to patients today about it, and I'm thinking in my head, when Trump first started, he said some stuff that I'm going, gosh, I actually agree with him. But then as time went on, he's evil. What's wrong with that man? And the idea of actually having him as a president scares crap out of me, because I don't think other countries will put up with his BS, and I really don't want a bomb sent to us because of him. And then you've got Hillary, that to me is a thief and a liar. And I'm going, I don't know what the heck we're going to do as far as when it comes to presidents this year. I keep waiting for the third person to kind of slip in there and help us. And
well, Gary Johnson, the libertarian, is polling pretty well.
Well, that's why you guys had mentioned that on the air tonight. And I did not realize, I haven't even heard of this guy, and I haven't see anything in the paper about it. And
let me tell you real quick a little bit about him. He is the former governor of the state of New Mexico, two terms. He was constitutionally mandated that he couldn't run a third term, so he completed that. So he has the most executive experience of any candidate running. He was a Republican, but switched over to the Libertarian Party because the Republicans treated him pretty badly. And he also has as his running mate the former governor of the state of
Massachusetts.
He's also a former Republican. But, again, there's a lot more experience than even Clinton can claim on that particular ticket.
Well, so what is it he needs in order to be a candidate for presidency?
He's already a candidate for president. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states.
Oh,
all he needs... All he needs is basically to be on the debate stage, and when you answer polls, say Gary Johnson. Even if you want to vote for somebody else, if you say Gary Johnson in these polls, that makes it so that the people that run these debates can't ignore him, because they want that very badly.
But maybe a little less likely they will ignore him, but they're going to do their damnedest to ignore Gary Johnson and Jill Stein from the Green Party, the other two. Those are basically the other two options besides Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And I'm sure you can Google Gary Johnson to learn a whole lot more about him.
I will.
Thanks, Nina, for your call tonight.
One quick thing,
yes,
though. I've got to say, whenever the government says they're at a standstill, they're going to have to shut down on all that crap, I get very upset because those son of the guns work for us, and how dare them shut down. I don't quit going to work. I don't want to go to work. And that's what they do, and it just ticks me off. But
well, unlike productive people like yourself who actually help others, when the government goes to work, they're usually destroying people's freedoms and destroying their lives. So when they don't go to work, I celebrate. Thank you for the call, Nina. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 8, but I get your point. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can join us here. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And I think it's instructive when the government shuts down, you actually look at those stories and you read the details and you find out that, no, they didn't really shut down. They shut down what they call their non-essential government services.
Which basically is anything that you, the public, want to use.
Like a park,
right,
for instance.
Those sorts of things.
So, anyway, we can continue.
They always say, the firemen. Well, what firemen does the federal government run? I'm a fireman, and believe me, when they shut down the government or whatever, supposedly a couple of years ago, our fire department was just fine.
Well, maybe the D.C. fire department's run by the feds.
Well,
let's talk to
problem.
Seth in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WLNI. Hey, Seth.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
All right. Just had a quick point about the third-party candidate, Johnson, I believe y'all were just talking about.
Yes, sir.
Now, from what I understand, he was a Republican, tried to run for the presidency a couple
That's
years
correct.
Back.
Yep, in 2012.
And then he went, right, and he went third-party. I just think that the point is that maybe sometimes these third-party candidates are just, you know, old Republicans that they don't like the party anymore because they weren't the, you know, they weren't chosen.
Gary Johnson was not my first pick as a libertarian, but that's who the Libertarian Party chose, and so, you know, it's their party. They get to do what they want with it.
But there's nothing holy or sacred about the nomination process in the Republican or Democratic Party. I mean, the fact that Trump made it through, I think, is probably evidence enough that, you know, there's something pretty messed up. As far as I'm concerned, Trump essentially hacked the party, and that's fine.
I hope he hacks it in two or into more pieces, and they all fall to pieces, Democrats and Republicans alike. If you got more steps, stand by.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. We got plenty of time for you if you want to join us here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The Hillary/DNC emails have been leaked by WikiLeaks. We don't know the source, and they're not telling. There's nearly 20,000 emails to go through, and there's actually a searchable database of them. So you can actually, you can take time to go and look through these emails yourself. Who knows? You might find some sort of nugget of gold that the media has yet to uncover or admit to having uncovered. Because they're out there for the public to look at, thanks to WikiLeaks. We'll continue with the Sanders campaign's response. They are obviously not happy to find out that their suspicions were absolutely true about the Democratic National Committee siding with the Hillary Clinton campaign and being very, very corrupt and naughty. We're going to continue with that here in moments. Also, want to let you know about Jax. JAXX.io. This is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. The official Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens wallet. That's right. You can hold all those types of cryptocurrencies with the Jax wallet. There's also Shapeshift integration, which is relatively new to the Jax wallet. No, the Jax wallet itself is a relatively new wallet. It just got out of beta a few months ago. And they've added in this Shapeshift integration. We told you about Shapeshift before, which allows you to easily change from one cryptocurrency to another. It's super easy, and it's now built right into Jax. You don't even have to go to the Shapeshift website now. It's thanks to Anthony DiOrio, the creator of Jax, also one of the founders of Ethereum. It's super easy to back up your wallet with Jax and recover your funds if for whatever reason you lose your phone or your other device. Jax is also cross-platform, which means that you can have it for Windows, Mac, Linux. You can have browser plugins that are that Jax exists for Chrome and Firefox, and of course iOS and Android devices. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. JAXX.io. You can go there and download it, or get it from your favorite Apple or Google App Store. As we go back to Seth in Lynchburg, listening to WLNI. Seth, I don't know if you were driving towards something, but I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. So go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I know y'all are talking about Clinton and the emails right now, but I think everybody knows she's pretty much corrupt, so I don't want to spend too much time on that.
Sure.
But also, I wanted to say, as far as I know, this past week, everybody's upset about Cruz and him not endorsing Trump, and they.
I am not upset about Cruz.
Well, I'm not upset.
I don't care about him.
Well, you know, Bernie Sanders, he went ahead and endorsed Clinton because I think he believed that he didn't, he was so against Trump. And I think what we could take away from this maybe is that Cruz not endorsing Trump, maybe when Cruz was talking about Hillary cannot be the next president, and then he doesn't endorse Trump, what does that say about his statement, about how Hillary can't be the next president? Do they not believe that anymore?
I have no idea. I don't know what Cruz thinks, what his strategy is. I mean, he hasn't endorsed the Constitution Party candidate or, the Green Party or the Libertarian Party, right? So what is it that he is suggesting? Your interpretation is as good as anyone else's.
Yeah, I think that it's a difficult situation there because it was as down and dirty as a primary can get. Name-calling on both sides. Cruz was all using all the political tricks in the book. And Trump, he takes the gloves off. He never put the gloves on. And so he's going after Cruz's wife and his dad and all that other stuff. And Cruz is, I'm not surprised he doesn't forgive him. But he probably would just be better off saying, look, this is my family we're talking about here, and if you want me to endorse this candidate, take a hike. Good luck.
Seth, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Rob is in Greenwood, Indiana, listening to WIBC. Hello, Rob.
Hello there. How are you?
Hey, Rob. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just listening to both of you earlier, and I was a little confused. Sort of help me understand this, because I understand both candidates are kind of slimy and arrogant and bodacious and all those sorts of things, but there are major differences in, for example, the Supreme Court justices that they say they would appoint. Trump's already given a list. Hillary's probably will be like Sotomayor and some other liberals. Policy on taxes, Trump promises to cut taxes. Hillary most assuredly will raise them. A centralized government policy is Hillary with the health care.
Who cares what Trump promises? He's a politician. He's probably lying.
Well, I think that this is the most, personally, I believe this is the most relevant argument, Ian. We're going to have a politician and, take that oath on January the 20th, and it's, it could be one of the major candidates. I don't know. This is a really surprising year full of a lot of surprising things. But, those Supreme Court nominations, they bother me, too. Believe me, I don't want Hillary Clinton making those Supreme Court nominations. But I can do math. And math says that my vote will not make the difference. There hasn't been a one-vote difference in a single presidential election in U.S. history.
Oh, sure, but if everyone takes that attitude based on what you're saying in a mass media like you're on, it will make a difference.
Excellent. They'll vote for the third party then. That's my advocation.
Why shouldn't people vote
Gary Johnson will make a better president than Donald Trump will, wouldn't you agree?
Possibly, but I will tell you this, he has zero chance of winning, and a vote is a vote
back
for
that statement
it's
up.
Never happened in history.
That's false, sir. A vote for Gary Johnson is a vote for Gary Johnson. It's not a vote for anyone else. The idea that it's a vote for one of the other candidates is ridiculous, and the numbers don't even back you up on that.
That's just you saying it.
No, I know that, but I'm looking at history. Ross Perot did not win. John Anderson did not win in 1980. It's going to be a loser. We have two
What's the point of
choices.
Voting for the winner? Is this a game or
because
something like that?
Made, there's major differences between Hillary and Donald. Donald was not my first choice either. I wanted Marco Rubio. He didn't make it. Okay? But Donald, you know, at least is in the realm of constitutionality, at least is in the realm of conservatism.
the contortions that people will put themselves through to support these people. Sick.
The fact is that the Constitution of the United States of America was designed for people to vote for the people that they wanted to see in office. George Washington, the first president, refused a party. And, you know, I'm sorry, it's not designed for people, for this two-party system. This has failed the American people, and it's the reason we have the big intrusive government we have today. Republicans have, with their policy of tax and deficit, have destroyed the nation alongside the Democrats with their policy of tax and spend.
Look, the fact is, Rob, that the libertarians for a long time have attracted people from both political parties as well as people from no political party. They attract the no party affiliations. They attract the never voters, the people who've been frustrated with the political system as it stands. And they attract people from both sides of the political aisle who this year, there's even more people on both sides of the political aisle who are more frustrated than ever before. And they're going to be looking hard at the libertarians and they're going to be looking at the Green Party. And you should vote for the people that you support, not the one you think is going to be the winner. Any other thoughts you want to share, Rob? Go ahead.
Well, Gary Johnson is pro-choice, and I happen to be pro-life, so I wouldn't be able to support him for that reason.
You're going to vote that one issue?
No.
Because you know he's not going to change anything, right?
Pardon me?
It's not going to change anything, right? Like, you get Bush was pro-life, and it, you know, the laws are the same as they were.
Well, Bush also appointed two pro-life Supreme Court justices. He appointed
Is America
going to
be better?
John Roberts and Alito.
Is America going to be better when we throw doctors in prison for
not what I'm advocating at all. What versus Wade, which allows the states to make the decision rather than the federal government.
Then the states can throw them in prison.
Yeah, is Texas going to be better when they can throw young women and doctors in prison for having abortions?
Well, you don't know that they're going to do that because they
maybe they could execute
before.
Them. That'd be pro-life.
They certainly are
come
holding
on.
Women.
Hold on.
Wait a second. They're throwing women in prison for using drugs while being pregnant. That's happening in America right now.
Thanks, Rob, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You're not going to stop people from having abortions. You just get to decide who you want to throw in prison.
I don't think people who are peaceful should go to prison.
I'm pro-life, too. I'm against it, but
offer some money
show
for
me a better solution.
The baby or something. Adopt it.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye.
I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can contact us via Skype username lrn.fm. And speaking of lrn.fm, we do have the LRN On Demand, Audio On Demand Listen Line. You can call up 641-793-9660 and listen to Free Talk Live and about a dozen shows from LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network, on demand. Whenever you want to hear the latest episode, all you got to do is call up 641-793-9660. You can also use it to listen to the LRN.FM live feed. And you can leave us a message. This is a new feature that it's actually kind of an old feature. We did this once upon a time years ago. And so we're kind of bringing that, the leave us a message thing back. If you can't call in, maybe the phone lines are too busy or you just, you know, you're busy driving. You don't want to risk making
listen
a phone call
at a different time.
Or, yeah, you listen later, you listen via podcast or delayed on a radio station. You can still leave your thoughts with us via the listen line. So call up at 641-793-9660. And if you want to leave a message, select 2 for Free Talk Live at the main menu, and then press 0 to leave us your message. It'll be delivered to multiple Free Talk Live show hosts. So once again, that number is 641-793-9660. If you still pay long-distance fees, they will apply, likely, if you call that number, but very few people these days are paying for long
distance.
Doesn't
seem to be a thing anymore.
It's almost always an unlimited plan these days. And so it's a great way to take some burden off of your data plan and be able to listen to your favorite shows without having to spend any data.
That's the reason I do it.
Yeah. So let's go to your phone calls here and your thoughts. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Let's go to John listening in Olympia, Washington to KBKW. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you. An exorbitant amount of time is wasted in arguing with different people on voting for Gary Johnson, and I think I just heard you guys falling into the trap. My argument in voting for Gary Johnson when it comes to Republicans in Washington is with Republicans, they waste their vote voting for Donald Trump. We live in a blue state. The Electoral College is going to go to Hillary. It doesn't matter. But
arguably 12, and this is just arguably 12 swing states. And if you don't live in those in a swing state, then if you're voting for whatever the candidate is opposite of whatever direction your state's going to go. So, for instance, if you live in Utah, you're wasting your vote voting for Hillary Clinton. She isn't going to win Utah. Hell or high water, she's not going to win Utah. Alabama, Mississippi, you pick the red state, it's all over there. You know, if it's if you're in California, Washington, Oregon, you know, up in Maine or Vermont or Massachusetts, it doesn't matter what you do. If you vote red, you're wasting your vote. I agree completely.
Right. So explaining that to them gets the door open for them to at least, and you don't have to argue philosophies, it's a wasted vote. But on the opposite side, the people in those states, the Never Trumpers or the Bernie supporters, if they agree 65% with libertarian values or Gary Johnson's values, you just say 65%. Is that more than Hillary, you know, or is that more than Trump? Right.
It may very well be. Yeah.
Right,
and
right.
The guy who called in who was, you know, I can't support Gary Johnson because he's pro-choice. Well, the fact is I've looked up Trump, and he's basically pro-choice, too, according
to pro-life
profiles. So's Trump. Who's this guy voting for? If you're an abortion voter out there, you've got nobody.
Well, look, the fact is he's just scraping for excuses to vote for the Republican because he feels like he's got to he's afraid of the Democrat. Hey, John, technical question. I think our board operator might have gotten the station wrong. Are you in Olympia or Aberdeen? Where are you at right now?
Oh, I'm in Aberdeen, but nobody knows Aberdeen.
Okay. Well, because we have a different radio station in Olympia, so you are listening to KKW in Aberdeen. Thanks, John, for your call tonight. Good points. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Rusty in Jasper, Texas, listening online. Hello, Rusty.
Yeah. Howdy, guys.
Hey there.
I had a question for Mark. That's kind of what you said you were pro-life, and I kind of want to get your opinion on the recent Supreme Court case where they struck down Texas' abortion law, where it would make clinics have to have someone at the facility that had hospital admittance privileges, and also kind of follow up. How do you think states should just kind of ignore the federal mandates that there has to that Roe v. Wade is in effect and that abortions have to be legal? Like, I'm just trying to.
I think politicians should leave this thing alone, is frankly what I think. I mean, it's just disingenuous for the state of Texas to pretend like, oh, yeah, we got abortion here, but only if you jump through all these hoops that they make it very difficult for people to actually get abortions. The difficulty is we're talking about young people who can't travel out. I mean, Texas is huge. I met a woman when I was in going to the Alamo who said, I have never driven out of Texas. She's flown. But she's never driven out of Texas. Now, I've driven out of Texas a couple of times, but it's a big, big place. And so I find the politicians to be disingenuous there. If you care about, these issues, then my recommendation, and I'm not talking to you specifically, but people generally, is adopt a kid. I'm adopted. And I was adopted before Roe v. Wade occurred, 1971, I guess, there. I was basically saved before the ruling. But, this is how you show that you really care about this particular issue is help people who have this problem. And if young women are given alternatives where they can, somebody gives them a scholarship and helps bring the baby to term and all these other things, they're much more likely to make those decisions. So I think that we need to create an industry around helping women who are in this particular instance.
Thank you, Rusty, for your call and thoughts. Let's continue. Sarah is on the line in Washington. By the way, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, Sarah. You're on the air.
Well, I just took my ballot down to vote for state representatives and congressional. And as I was driving down here, I was listening to the radio, and I thought I would call in and tell you who I'm voting for.
Sure. Is it early voting there in Aberdeen?
Well, our senators, we voted for our senators. We have one that's running this election. It's not due till August 2nd, but
okay.
So our senator right now is Patty Murray. So she's running for re-election. but about 20 others. So 15, I think there's 15.
So what we don't want to do is get into local politics on a national show, because probably most people don't know who
right.
Patty
okay,
Murray
I'm
is.
I'm mostly interested why you voted. That's mostly what my concern is, why you voted the way you did.
I've been voting since 1972, when I was 18. The right to vote changed at 1971.
Hmm.
And so I voted in 1972, and I just wanted to say I'm voting for Donald Trump. Best guy
now,
ever.
What's driving you to do that?
I like him. I like everything he said. I've been following this election. I wanted a governor. I really wanted a governor, and I didn't get a governor, so I like that he picked Michael Pence.
You wanted a governor. Well, there's two governors running under the Libertarian Party ticket.
Well, I was a Ron Paul voter at one time, but not
really?
This time. Yes.
Now, why would you?
I was a delegate, too. I went all the way to the convention for him. When I realized he was not going to make it, I kind of held my breath, and I voted for Mitt Romney. I'm a Republican.
So, I mean, it's interesting that you would be a Ron Paul supporter who's now supporting Donald Trump rather than the Libertarian candidates. I mean,
who do you think Ron Paul would want you to vote for?
Doesn't matter. It's who I want to vote for.
Indeed, it certainly does. It's your vote.
Yes, right. And 70% of us Americans feel we're going in the wrong direction. I don't want to become a socialist country.
It already is. It's already a socialist country, and Donald Trump isn't going to change that.
My son gave his life in Afghanistan, and I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, who intends to make America great again. Thank you for having my call.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
The whole my son gave his life thing, I mean,
poor
there's
bastard.
Probably somebody out there whose child died in Afghanistan who's going to vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't think that adds credence. I'm sorry that it happened. Obviously.
Yeah, what a shame that anyone would give their life for the state.
Well, a lot of people have.
What a waste.
And
thousands and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of human lives wasted over many decades in service to people like Hillary Clinton, in service to people like Barack Obama, in service to people like George W. Bush and Donald Trump. It's sick. 855-450-FREE. Stop dying for these politicians. Who are they anyway?
More soldiers are voting for Gary Johnson than I believe any other candidate. I saw those numbers
recently.
I heard
about that. Yeah, that's a lot of them were voting for Ron Paul, too, back in the day.
Because they don't want to fight. They know their lives are on the line.
You want to come home. These politicians aren't worth dying for. 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.